An environmentalist and principal of the Tamale School of Hygiene, Alfred Asibi, says the issue of banning the use of plastics is long overdue. He said the attitude of Ghanaians is not helping in making the environment clean. According to him, not until there is a change of attitude or mindset, the environment will continue to be filthy with the use of plastics. He told Radio Ghana that though he supports the president's call for a ban on the use of plastics, the action should be taken now.
I think that this has been long overdue. I'm saying this because attempts at changing the attitude of the Ghanaian has somehow failed. And once most Ghanaians are not prepared to change to the point that we will be responsible enough to making sure that whatever plastic that we turn into as waste, it should be properly disposed of, I think it is better that we ban use of plastics. However, there's a problem here. And what is the problem? You see, you cannot ban it without replacing it with something else. There's a day that we ask that the plastic should be banned, plastic use should be banned, then something else should be replacing to be used as a package. My problem now is, since we don't have that in place now, it is not prudent that we just ban it at once. There is another issue is going to come up, and that will be, how are we going to package, or whether we're going to buy things, how are we going to package it? So my guess, I think it is long overdue. I think that, yes, what the president is saying is good enough, but we must start looking for an alternative.
What are these alternatives?
The alternative definitely should be paper bags, should be maybe portable woven baskets, and of course, the paper bags should be made in such a way that they should be able to not to absorb immediately water from whatever goods we buy, but should be so smooth that by the time you get to your house, you should be able to use whatever in that bag and then be able to dispose the paper bag properly. Or, you know, as for paper bags, they are environmentally friendly. If we use the raffia, they can build it in smaller baskets. I do know that it will come with extra cost.
Yeah, but do we have the technology to embark on this project?
Yes, I think so. I do know, yes, as how plastic bags were manufactured. There are going to be specialists who can go into the manufacture of paper bags. I also, as for weaving of baskets and raffia baskets, that is very common in our country. And I think that it can be done.
Looking at the use of polythene bags, you made mention of attitudes of the public.
Yes.
But do you think if where the attitudes or the public is changed, can we continue with the production of these plastics?
I believe so, because they will be properly disposed and will be taken to the appropriate place for destruction.
Many people make the argument they are not biodegradable.
Yes.
So since they are not biodegradable, wherever we carry them to, they will still cause the same problem.
They can be recycled. They can be recycled for use. And our technology in recycling is improving. But the attitude of the people in the use of the plastic bags and the disposal is our main problem now. This is where I am coming from. This is where I see. And if that is done, we can continue producing. But until then, I think that we better will ban it.
A statement by President Mahama that the use of plastic bags could be outlawed owing to the devastating effects this is having on the environment has attracted mixed reactions. This came to light when Radio Ghana sampled the views of a cross-section of the public.
The ban should be now. So comparing Ghana to other countries like Kenya, they use paper instead of plastic rubber. And with plastic rubber, it takes time for it to decompose. And with paper, you can easily burn than the rubber. So the ban should be now.
I think the government should put measures in place, at least give us alternatives. What else are we going to use if we're not using plastics? Are we now going to use paper bags? And even if we're using the paper bags, people will still dispose of it anyhow. The law should be enforced, okay, so that it's not just about plastics, that it's about littering and how we dispose of items.
If really the plastic companies are really paying tax to the government, then the government has to give them enough time for them to what? To do put measures in place. Or government can also help them in terms of the measurement. But if they are not paying tax to the government, then government has to pin them down. Make sure that they put the measurement as you say.
It doesn't really matter. It is the civic responsibility of the citizenry. And so if you're a company and you're manufacturing products that at the end of the day we are going to dispose of plastic waste, it is your responsibility to take care of.